your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
One of the most powerful earthquakes to hit the UK in recent years has struck Kent. The tremor measured 4.2 and the epicentre was just west of Ramsgate. Kieran's been following the story today for KMFM.
Well, we started getting tweets and emails from people who'd been woken up by the tremor at about 3 this morning. Stella was one of the first to get in touch. She lives in Westgate.
I just woke up to find the whole room shaking, but it's rocking. There's a very loud rumble. All the neighbours' dogs started barking and the cats were on the bed. They sort of jumped off. They looked really alarmed.
Lowry lives in Canterbury and also felt it.
It sounded like a bomb had gone off and the entire house was shaking. The windows were rattling and it lasted about 5 seconds.
Like most people, Samantha in Chesterfield wasn't sure at first what had caused the loud rumble and shaking.
Our first thought was that a car had hit our house. We were looking outside the windows to sort of see, can you see anything?
A similar strength quake hit Folkestone back in 2007. But unlike then, this one didn't cause any damage because it was much deeper. I've been in Ramsgate to hear from people who were near the epicentre.
About 10 to 3, I heard a big explosion. I woke up, looked outside and saw the birds going crazy.
Yeah, just a bit shocked, really. But it's been the third one in the last 10 years and I should think there'll probably be a few more, yeah.
I was having a nap on the sofa and I sort of woke up, sort of felt the ground rumbling. Didn't know what it was. It sounded, I thought it was like some sort of machinery outside, but then I looked at the clock, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Panic, not from me, but my family. Shook the whole house. Thought something might have broken, crashed through something.
The British Geological Survey has taken hundreds of calls from people saying they felt it as far away as Norfolk. But seismologist Davy Galloway says compared to other quakes around the world, this one was rather small.
We get 200 earthquakes somewhere in the UK every year, but not all of this size. Most go unnoticed by the general public. Every now and then, for example, about every 2 or 3 years, we get one of this size. Quite significant in the region because people are frightened and alarmed by it because they haven't felt earthquakes before. But to put it in context, it's actually about 260,000 times smaller than the earthquake that hit Nepal a few weeks ago.
As a precaution, the Environment Agency have been checking their flood defences at Sandwich, but say no damage has been caused. And there's a warning from police not to let anyone trick their way into your home to carry out unnecessary repair work.
This is KMFM News.
A man accused of murdering his father in a double stabbing in Tonbridge has appeared in court. 29-year-old Patrick Murphy from Hectoridge Road confirmed his name and address. He's been remanded in custody until June the 12th. A 24-year-old man from Canterbury has been arrested after a teenager died in a crash in Herne. A VW Golf came off the A291 Canterbury Road just before 2 this morning and another passenger has been taken to hospital with serious injuries. The man's being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving and being over the drink drive limit.
KMFM News.
We're being warned to be aware of major disruption to Kent's train services this bank holiday weekend. Trains into London will be affected as major engineering work continues at London Bridge. It'll see Charing Cross, Cannon Street and Waterloo East all closed. Chris Denham's from Network Rail.
If you've checked before you travel, then you'll know whether your train is running, where it's running to and how it's running, and that will help you plan ahead. Although Charing Cross and Cannon Street will be shut, trains will be diverted to Victoria and Blackfriars, so we will be able to get you to London. The trains will just be running to a slightly different timetable.
And experts are hoping to move an unexploded World War II bomb found near Wembley Stadium this afternoon. Around 300 properties had to be evacuated, along with the TV studios where Britain's Got Talent is being filmed.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home and emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and England have set New Zealand their target in the first test at Lord's, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Rona.
Well, the home side have been bowled out for 389 inside the first hour of play on day two. Moeen Ali completed a half century for England before falling for 58. A short time ago, the visitors were on 40 for no wickets. Meantime, Kent have won their first county championship game of the season. If you missed the result last night, they beat Gloucestershire by 8 wickets at Bristol. The side will be back in action tonight as they travel to take on Hampshire in the T20 Blast. Play starts at 7. Football and Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers says he doesn't think Raheem Sterling is unhappy and expects him to see out the remaining 2 years of his contract. He wouldn't comment on reports that the club yesterday cancelled talks over a new deal with the forward and his agent. It's understood Sterling may want to leave the club. And in tennis, Andy Murray will start his bid to win the French Open against an as-yet unknown qualifier in the first round. He could have to beat either world number one Novak Djokovic or nine-time Roland Garros champion Rafael Nadal to reach the final.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with Kent Online.co.uk.